Lee Spur, thanks so much for your time on 6PR Footy. Let's start with the first half, because it was a fantastic competitive effort from the boys. What was the message at halftime from Ross?
Yeah, look, in the first quarter, we just sort of messed around a little bit. We had a few extra turnovers than we liked, and we really rectified that in the second quarter. I'm not sure on the exact numbers, but I think it was a stark difference. And the message at three-quarter time was, we're going against the wind. Let's try and, you know, compose, take the easy ones, and get along down the line. And they brought some really good pressure, and we kind of really didn't execute that as well as he would have liked, and they got some repeat entries and they scored heavily, and we found it really difficult. So,
is that the disappointing thing just at the moment, that you're just not able to carry it across the whole four quarters? Because as I say, the first half was great, the last quarter again competitive, but just seemed to drop away in that third term.
Yeah, look, certainly we're really improving and building, and we're having lapses, and you know, all sides have lapses, and there's momentum swings in games, and we've been able to control them, and they're a really good side. So, you know, they're going to get tendency at certain times, and its ability to stop that and sort of break even. So we're looking to improve and make small tweaks. And like you said, the first half was really good display of effort and execution of role. And in the last quarter, I think we had 9 shots in the last quarter.
How do you approach it off the field at the moment? Do you look at all the things, okay, we're doing this right, and then also look at the negatives and go what you need to improve on? How do you get that balance right?
Yeah, look, we certainly do the same as what we did for the last 4 years. You know, when we were winning and when we were 9-0 last year, you know, we did it the same. We were doing things wrong that we want to improve. So you look at those and you look at how you want to change the way you defend, build the ball, move it around, all those areas. So we definitely like what we're seeing with our improvement. And we really want to, like you said, that third quarter let us down. So we'll look at that thoroughly. Why? And the coaching staff's great, and they'll come up with some solutions for us. That's what we're about in Fremantle, solutions.
Talking of solutions, the next 4 weeks, it's never an easy run in AFL footy, but they're matches that you look at and you go, yeah, you guys might be able to get a couple of wins under your belt. Do you look at that at all when you look at the opposition and go, hey, this is a chance for us to finally get some 4 points on the board, or do you stick to the structures that you've been taught and you've been learning so far this season?
We certainly look at each game as it comes, you know, sort of the old saying of footy, the cliche, 1 week at a time, everyone says, but there's no easy games in of AFL football, and you know, it's been a really good representation of that this year. There's been some really close losses, and you look at some other teams, and you know, like Adelaide last night, just in front of my mind because I watched the game last night, but they've had some really close losses, they're going really well. So there's no easy games, and we know that, so we're really going to focus on the next week and improve from this week.
There were some definite positives, not only the first half, but also some of the young kids stepping up today. I really enjoyed the game of Lockie Weller, one who really seems to be slotting into this group perfectly, and again, these are players that we're probably going to see more of, not only over the coming months, but in the coming years.
We've got some really talented young kids, but the most impressive part and encouraging bit about it is the effort that they're displaying and how they're digging in and going to the final man. That's what we expect them to bring that effort and try and execute their role and be selfless for the team. So like you said, we've got a lot of young kids that are doing really good things, and we'll hold them to a high standard and high account, and they'll keep growing, which is really exciting for the club.
Missing your number one forward target in Matthew Pavlich is always going to make it a little bit harder up forward in the adjustment. I think it was 9 or 10 individual goal scorers today. Was that always the plan, just to spread the love and not have just 1 or 2 that you go to up forward?
Ideally, even with bad playing, it'd be nice if you had 10 goal kicks. I think if you're getting 10 goal kicks, it's really healthy for the side. So I think if you look back over the past few years, we've had multiple goal kickers, and you need to have lots of avenues to goal. So that's really positive for us.
The breeze out there today, I couldn't believe it going from left to right. How was it out there?
Yeah, it was the hurricane at some stage. I reckon the third quarter it picked up a little bit extra, to be honest.